The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our TGIF fun and fiery live studio audience have their common sense caps on and are looking forward to a weekend full of listening to some of the 280 segments of this live show delivered by our 129 amazing partners. It's Take Action April and time to kick it up a notch. Today's topic is on episode 197, Faith, Being Connected, Life Work Balance, Branding, and Helping Sick Kids. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Sharon Gully, Beautiful Expectations of Faith. Bill Ranshaw, helping you transform to living a present, connected, and empowered life. Susan Stutzel, Thrive in Business and Life. Jairus Tucker, Business Marketing, Branding, and Advertising. Jan Rogers, Restoring Dreams to Critically Ill Children and Their Families. You know I'll be crying during that segment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it and make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Where your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, the Mara Corruption County Board of Supervisors is still not allowing the auditors to use their facility to conduct the audit because they want to undermine the chain of custody and disrupt the audit. Now there's a liaison between the board and the Senate. More of your tax dollars wasted. And they're looking at alternative locations. Gonna have to pay for that too. Sure is a lot of pushback and obstacles if there's nothing to hide. Unbelievable. Number two, I went to my precinct committee man meeting last night, Legislative District 23, and the room was packed. It was packed with patriots, about 300 people, and not a dirty mask in the house. Remember, they don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbol of control and tyranny. Sheriff Mark Lamb of Pinal County, which is, for those not familiar with Pinal, just south and east of Mara Corruption County. He was one of the speakers, an amazing, amazing man and a patriot. To these sheriffs, you know, there's a whole, we're gonna have him on the show, and I'm also going to be interviewing his wife, Janelle, who's an author. But the sheriffs have a lot more power than we think, and they only have to answer to we the people. So there's We're gonna do a couple shows on sheriffs. Just giving you a heads up. Anyway, Mark talked about the border, which is beyond a crisis and a complete disaster. He said it's all about human and drug trafficking, and the increased crime and drugs is already showing in his county. And he doesn't have the resources to stop it, especially the human trafficking. I'll give you an example. As soon as he told this, the whole room just was like, oh my God. He has one detective, just one, to deal with anything in human trafficking. And they put an ad, and wherever they put these little secret ads to find the pedophiles and the varmints and all that, it might have actually just been something, God only knows where these things are. Could have been just something totally public. And they put this ad out there as a 14-year-old lonely girl. And in 1 hour, there was 60 men that responded. 60. How sick is that? So do the math. 60 in 1 hour. So you have one detective, right? So it goes after one guy. There's 59 still out there. That's only in 1 hour, in one ad. Another speaker was Kathleen Wynn of Project 25. They are fighting human and sex trafficking, and she's going to be on the show too. Here's another stat to put things into perspective. That's 12:05. I got to hurry up. Put things in perspective. Selling five girls makes $2 to $3 million a year tax-free. So there's much more dinero in selling and reselling human beings than anything else. That's why it's a $150 billion industry. Number three, on a positive note, AZ passed a bill that makes any federal law that infringes on your Second Amendment right unenforceable. So your guns and freedom are safe. And the entire room broke out in applause and cheering. It was awesome. So I encourage everyone listening to think about becoming a precinct committee man in America. In America, corruption county, it's very easy. Information's on the website. In other counties, you just have to take a couple extra steps. And each state is slightly different, but all the information is at our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You'll see the specific pages for Arizona and then the other states. And the graphics and links will connect you with the right websites, in addition to our partner, Dan Schultz of the Precinct Project blog. And if you have questions or issues, his email is listed there too. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab, Precinct Committee Man pages. You will see that. And becoming a Precinct Committee Man is how we take our party back from the bottom up. We could save America. So we really, at this point, do not have a lot of time before we lose her forever. All right, 12:06. I'm going to jam this real quick. We're almost there, people, almost there. But it's important. This is important. Today's topics on episode 197, faith, being connected, life, work, balance, branding, helping sick kids. It's April 9th, day 389 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, day 389 of 15 days to slow the spread. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
It is Friday. Like I said, April 9th. Here comes the weekend. I want you to put your common sense on, your common sense cap on for the next hour. And it's time to stop settling. You can have everything. And today we're going to motivate you to take the action to make that happen. That's the focus for today and the focus for the week.
It's my life, so it's mine to make. I ain't settling. Just getting by, have enough so. For the rest of my life, I'm shooting too low. So raise the bar high.
We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic is on episode 197, faith, being connected, life, work, balance, branding, helping sick kids. Now, first up is Miss Sharon Gulley. She's a life coach, minister, author, and founder of Beautiful Expectations of Faith. Audience, big round of applause for my friend Sharon. Hey, lady, how are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you, my dear?
I am good. I owe you homework, which I will get to you today, worst case scenario, Saturday. So I apologize for the delay. You know, I'm running a month behind with everything.
That's quite all right.
See, I knew you would say that. You wouldn't yell at me. So thank you. Thank you. I knew I was in a safe space with Sharon. So Sharon's going to be sharing a lot with us today. So I want to talk faith. I want to talk deep dive. I mean, anyone that's out there listening, that if you lost a little faith, we're going to bring you right back around. And any of those who haven't talked about faith in a while, it's time you took a second look at it, because it's faith is everything. And it's part of the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
So what are we, what direction are we going to go today, Sharon?
Well, absolutely. You fired me up when we decided to talk about faith today. It's one of my favorite topics, so you may have to reel me in here and there.
I love it. All right. We're gonna try to keep it on track for the 7 minutes. We've got I'm looking at the clock. I'm trying to get the show back on the rails, because March was a hot mess. March was a hot mess. Show's supposed to be an hour. They were going 1.5, 2 hours. Whoa. So we're gonna reel it back in. All right. So let's do this. We've got 7 minutes, my dear.
Okay, well, the first thing I'd like to say is there is something special to be said about moving in faith that no dictionary can explain. And I truly believe that the word Bible, B-I-B-L-E, stands for basic instructions before leaving earth.
Huh.
Every word spoken is giving us the tools and guidelines we need to be abundant in this lifetime, to receive all that has been promised and paid for in advance. All we have to do is follow the instruction. When I'm speaking on the subject of faith, it is important to me to show people from Scripture that God has not blessed one person with more faith than he has blessed someone else. For some, when they see someone prospering according to the word, whether it is in health, finance, family, and so forth, they get the mistaken impression that God must have given that person more faith. So the first thing I want you to know is this. Every believer has been given a measure, the same measure of faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. Therefore, it is the gift of God." And again, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it states, "God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." So he doesn't give one person more faith than he gives another. He gives to every man the measure of faith. Then your faith grows according to what you do with it. You know, a lot of people have done with their faith what the gentleman did in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 25, where he hid his talent. You know, they've just wrapped their faith up in a napkin, so to speak, and hid it. They haven't used it at all. And, you know, it's up to us what we do with the measure of faith that God has given us. So the second thing I want everyone to know is this. The measure of faith can be increased, but you're the one who has to increase it, not God. Certainly God furnishes the means whereby faith can be increased. But you increase your faith by doing two things, feeding it on the word of God and exercising it, putting it into practice. The Bible very often uses natural human terms to speak and teach spiritual thoughts. For example, this is how Jesus taught in his earthly ministry, as we can read in the Gospels. You know, in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4, it states, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You know, here Jesus is using a natural human ideal to convey a spiritual thought to us. He is saying to us that what bread or food is to the body, the word of God is to the spirit, the heart, and the heart of man. You know that if you eat food regularly, it will build you up physically. Yet if you eat right but don't exercise, all you'll do is become out of shape. In much the same way, you need to feed your faith on God's word. But you also need to exercise your faith, because if you don't, your faith muscles will become out of shape. They won't be able to do much spiritually when it comes to moving those mountains in our paths. You know, in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22 through 23, it says, "Truly I say unto you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Now, what does that mean? What does Jesus mean by speaking to the mountain? When Jesus talked about speaking to the mountains, he meant for us to speak to our problems. He didn't say, pray to the Father about our problems. He told us to speak to our problems ourselves. When Jesus was talking to his disciples about speaking to the mountain, he was talking about three things: the power of the spoken word, your authority, and faith. We all have been given a measure of faith, but it is up to us to make our faith grow. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, not once, but continuously. And when we use our faith, our authority, and our words together, we move mountains. You know, Jesus is a beautiful, perfect example for us to follow. You know, in Mark chapter 4, verse 39, it states, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." You know, Jesus didn't pray to the Father for help. He spoke to the winds and the sea, and they obeyed him. Jesus knew who he was and the authority he had and has. We have that power of authority as well. We just need to believe it, speak it, and stand in faith knowing who we are at a core level in Jesus Christ. When we speak to our mountains, our problems, we may not see the change right away in the natural world because it starts at the root. But if we speak to them and don't back down, we begin to see our mountains move. Speak directly to your problem. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be cancer, addiction, depression, financial breakthrough, marriage problems, sickness. Speak to your mountain. Find a verse in the Bible that can help you use against your enemy and speak the desired end results. And remember, the Word of God is the sword you use for success. So I would say to you to continue to feed your spirit on God's Word and thereby feed your faith, because God's Word is faith food, but you also need to exercise your faith to develop it and help it grow stronger.
Whoa, Sharon, I think that was your best segment. I didn't even want to ask the question or interrupt because there was just something pouring out of you that I just let the energy flow. So thank you for that. And that's definitely some people are going to have to listen to that a couple times because I couldn't keep up with writing everything down. But I do want to, real quick before we go to the next guest, you said Matthew, you said 25, and you mentioned something about people hiding their talents or not using their talents.
Matthew,
what was that?
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 25, speaks of a gentleman who hid his gifts and talents. You know, the Lord gives us the tools we need in this lifetime to be abundant. To be abundant in every way, it's already been paid for in advance. The only thing we have to do is step forward and claim it. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 8, Paul called the message he preached the word of faith. He called the word of God the word of faith, because the word will cause faith to come into your heart. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, God's word will build assurance, confidence, and faith in your heart. Then you're to exercise that faith. So we know that the measure of faith we receive can be increased by doing two things: feeding it on God's word and putting it into practice, exercising it in our everyday living. You know, we have to remember, it is up to us what to do with our measure of faith that God has given us. And I'll say to you today and every day that I've ever will speak with you again, that we must have a deep, loving appreciation and thanksgiving for that which hasn't yet appeared. For that is true faith. And when faith is practiced repeatedly, it becomes belief. Then belief grows into expectation. As a matter of fact, expectation is tantamount to manifestation. We must know that gratitude in advance is the most powerful creative force in the universe. When speaking faith forward, don't tell God how great your problems are. Tell your problems how great your God is. Ask it, then believe it, and you shall receive it.
Amen, Sharon. Way to knock it out of the park today. And I think that is a perfect incentive for people to take action. April, and we did our no mo excuses for March. This is a little bit of a faith spin and a reminder, Matthew 25:25. It's time to not hide your talents any longer, everybody who's listening. So, Sharon, give your website real quick, plug your show, and then we got a bump.
You can find me at www.wordpress.com/beautiful-expectations-of-faith.
Awesome. Thank you, my dear. Have a great weekend. I'll get you that info, and I'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. Much love and light, everyone.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Whoa, that is definitely a segment you're going to have to listen to a couple times. And keep in mind, all of the guests and all of their information is always listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just go to the show that they're on, and they're usually on once a month. Either click their name or their company name. It'll take you directly to their website. And for anybody who has their own talk radio show or podcast or live stream or TV show, if you go to the Partners and Patriots tab, or if you go to the Take Action tab, you will see the Must Listen To. And on the Must Listen To page, you will see their pretty faces. You will see the name of their show, and you click on that. It'll get you to their show. There are so many people listed on that, not only of our partners, but people that have amazing shows, of the shows that I listen to in the background all day and all weekend. And you've got your Pastor Dave Scarlett, you got your Amanda Grace, you got your Mike Adams, you got your Joe Piscopo, which is my absolute favorite. And of course, you've got your War Room, Mr. Steve Bannon. And then you could jump to spiritual. You've got business. You've got our partners. You've got everything you can imagine is on that page. These are the good people doing good business, good things. You know, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, we've got a full queue. Michelle needs to move this show along. Aha, my furry friend is up next. Mr. Bill Ranshaw, he's the creator of the Connected Being Program, helping you transform to living a present, connected, and empowered life of abundance. He has taken the definition of Mountain Man of Colorado to a new level. Audience, give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Michelle. I always appreciate the welcome as your furry friend.
Well, I have to make the graphics for the show, and then I'm promoting on social media, and it's just like, boom, fur. I mean, it's just full-on beard, and the hair's even there. And I was like, it's like borderline Santa-ish, and it makes me laugh.
Yes, it is. It's definitely not the same person you knew 20 years ago, that's for sure.
No. I'm going to have to pull out some old – you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out an old pick, and I'm going to use that in the next one. So
you should do it. Yeah, pull it either off mine. I don't know if you have one of us together, if we ever had any. That would be interesting to see if you had something like that on file.
Well, it's not on file. These are real photos. Like, you know, like you had to go drop it off, and you hope to God that
that's right. We had to
have
them printed.
Oh yeah, is it up?
Wow!
Why don't you pull it up in your JPEG? Hello, this is real.
That'll be exciting. Put that out there. You know, I know you have to keep the show moving so we can get going along. But I first of all, what a great segment that just was, and that phrase up with the basic instructions before leaving Earth. That was a pretty profound statement that I've never heard anything related to that about the Bible. And being more of a spiritual follower than I am a religious follower, that was pretty. That made you stop and think, even if you're not religious, like, oh. Well, that's a good way to make it, now I'm interested in maybe reading the Bible if it's an instruction manual.
Yeah, you kind of got my attention there, lady. All right, I'm in. Where do I got to go?
That was a good hook. I don't have anything to hook like that other than the furry face.
You got the furry face. Sometimes the humor, though, so, and the other things, that's, you know, it's just, we got to hit everybody from every direction because we don't know at what point it'll catch their attention or it'll snap them out of it. You know what I mean? Like, because they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
Well,
so
I'll
you just
got
to hit them. You got to hit them from every direction.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to, you know, again, thank you for having me on for the segment and what you're doing. And, you know, I was kind of thinking the last couple of days really what I wanted to chat about. And I was unclear. However, 2 days ago, I picked up a couple of new clients for my program. And I'm a person, just like many people that come on your show, that helps coach people through, you know, those feelings of unworthiness, you know, not feeling good enough or that you're not smart enough and all those type of things, the lack of self-confidence. And just realizing that those are things that just never go away, because even us as coaches and people who do what I do and even myself, you know, we help people through this, but we're not immune to the human experience as well. And when I picked up those three clients the other day, it was a moment of like very much happiness that I've got, you know, more people to work with. But, you know, immediately I was hit with dread, insecurity, lack of worthiness, and a thought of, what the hell am I doing? Do I even know what I'm doing? Like, it still hits us, even those of us who are either trained or who have that forethought, but it still hits us. And realizing that it never goes away, but really putting the tools in place and the mindset to get yourself out of it quickly when it happens. That's kind of the secret. A lot of people are wanting to fix this in their life, and it's not really fixing. It's just understanding how to deal with those thoughts when they come up, when that ego is really starting to kick in. And so there's a couple of things that I wanted to chat about, like really when you can start noticing ego in your life versus like your being and your spirit. It really is those moments of self-doubt and self-worth that pop up. That's your ego talking. And it's as well as like when you start getting angry at people, or you feel frustration towards people or judgment towards people, those are all moments where your ego is popping up. And it's a great aha moment for you to step back and take a look at yourself and say, okay, what am I doing in areas of my life that maybe if I'm mad at somebody, what am I doing in my own life that is exhibiting the same type of behavior or internal response behavior? And when you do that, it's kind of like, you know, don't throw stones in glass houses, is, you know, don't judge other people. It's a great opportunity to really sit and take the time to look at yourself and where can you have improvement and get out of your own way in those scenarios. And, you know, I had that experience the other day with the, you know, you know, drudging up, like, am I going to be able to do this? But it turned to, after, you know, after it was about a half a day of meditation and working and just, being in my thoughts and realizing it really did turn to just gratitude, massive gratitude that these people have chosen me to lead them over the next 60, 90 days, however that's going to seem to work out. And knowing that, going off the faith that I've definitely created past results for many other people. And, you know, it's a different challenge for some people, but I had to lean into the faith that I know what I'm doing. And if I don't, I know how to find the answers and how to transform and make the pivots and to let people know if they're having those feelings in themselves to recognize that you can still get through that and still be powerful.
Interesting that the teacher became the student. It kind of flipped on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave you, but you know, there was a learning experience there too, because then it gave you a reminder of what the people that you're working with are feeling. So then that way you could, you know, put the brakes on it, stop it, reposition it, and it maybe gave you a better way to even explain to them how to make it go away quickly. The other thing is ego, you know, edging God out. So that's the.
That's so true. And that was a very profound point that you made. And it really does give that availability connection. I know back in my early days, I was always attempting to come off as, you know, I know everything and don't worry, I have all the answers, which completely false. We do. But I've learned, you know, with my clients and having that authentic space to let them know that you don't know.
And, you don't know what you don't know. And it's okay not to know.
Take that stand. Yeah. But take that stand and say, I am going to find this out for you, and I'm taking a stand for you and your future, And so, you know, sit tight and just have faith in the fact that we're going to get the right things for you to be able to move through whatever it is you're going through.
Yeah, and you'll get them the tools. You'll figure it out. And so I tell everybody on this show, I'll ask the kindergarten questions. I don't know. If there's certain topics I know nothing about. And I have no problem being the guinea pig. Throw it out there, because maybe then other people will not only get the answers that they've been wondering, or it gives them even a little bit of the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to ask my own kindergarten question right now because I can. Look, she's making an arse out of herself, so I will do the same. It's okay. Apparently, that's cool around here. Yeah, just let it all go, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I'm actually adding a segment of that to my program about the ask. I had one of my clients kind of through his transformation realize that was just a big piece of his life. He gained so much, and that was actually, you know, we got him to stop porn. And he's been, you know, porn free for close to 90 days, and he's having a lot of breakthroughs through that time period. And one of it was realizing that he just hasn't asked in life. He's very smart, and realized I need to just, you know, grab life by the balls and just ask. And that's so profound to realize that you can do that. And you know, I had an old boss tell me, "You don't get unless you don't ask." And it, you know, that's something so minor that people can really transform their life with, if they take that courage and that confidence just to ask for something, whether it be help, whether it be ask for people's, solace, gratitude, whatever it might be, just ask.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I did an episode where it was the podcast recorded, episode 122 with Mark Victor Hansen, the number one bookseller of all time, mm-hmm. 500 million books sold, and his wife, Crystal Dwyer Hansen, about the book that came out over the summer called Ask. This is an incredibly powerful episode. I encourage everybody to listen to it. There's a blog post. So if you go to the website, everythinghome@resourceplatform.com, you see the episodes tab, just click on the blogs, episode 122. The blog, I loaded it up with tons of information and links. And it's something that I had printed out, and I reference it, and I keep it on my desk. I reference it because there's so much good information in there from both of them, that even when something's going on, it's a great reminder, like, oh, there it is. I just got to remember that. So I encourage you to check that out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Bill. Yeah, it's a great resource. So yeah, definitely listen to the episode. It's about 45 minutes or so. I got them to linger around for 45 minutes, which was awesome. And then the blog is really, we did a great job loading that supper up. So
I look forward to that. That's amazing. I appreciate you sharing that.
Feel free to cut and paste, use it in whatever materials you want, and spread it around, because there's some really great info in there. And that's episode 122 for anyone that's listening. All right, Bill, I'm going to bump. Go ahead and give your website info, and then we'll talk next.
Sure.
Well, I have something to share with you that I'll shoot you an email this weekend, that somebody that I met last night.
Oh, I can't wait. Anybody can get a hold of me.
No, it's real.
Through.
It's not a funny.
You're
thing
going
to,
well, you said you send me something.
I will. You said it. Go ahead. Give the website real quick.
All right, BillWilderment.org, or you can Google or YouTube my name, Bill Ranshaw, Ranshaw.
Bill Ranshaw. All right, Bill. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'll
get you
some
info. Appreciate it.
This weekend. Awesome. Thank you, my friend.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Have a great weekend. All right. So we are a little bit over, but that's it. So the information in those two segments, I hope that everybody got a lot out of it. I'm going to be definitely listening to this over again. But before we jump to the next guest, I just would a little reminder for everybody, if you could rate and review the show, that would be great. You know what, Apple, I told you we've been censored by Apple Podcasts, right? Cause they don't like what we say. We talk about God and country and patriotism and bring out the truth. So they wiped off, like this week, I just happened to notice it. They took off a whole bunch of reviews that had been there for like 6 months, a year, 2 years, and they wiped out 1/3 of the ratings that literally have been there for a couple of years, just poof, gone. Yeah. So if anyone's listening and they want to help us out, that would be great. Go to everythinghome@resourceplatform.com, click the rate and review graphic. And if you could subscribe on your favorite podcast player. So when you do, and all the graphics are right there at the top, everything. And of course, if you want to comment or like and follow us on social media, there's another graphic there that'll get you to all the links, and especially our newsletter, because like I said, we're being censored, and I've been lining up some amazing guests that are coming on. And of course, the guests that we have and our partners, they're getting us censored too, which I think is I don't care. I mean, I'd rather them talk freely and give the truth. So I'm prepared for the censorship. So we are taking precautions. So if you could join the newsletter, that would be awesome. That way we don't have to, you don't have to worry about not seeing the posts or when we're going to start getting kicked off of Facebook here pretty soon, probably. That's why we're going to be moving on over to Mike Lindell's new Frank Speech account, platform that he's starting, supposed to go into action next week. So yeah, if you could do that, that'd be awesome. So connect with us in other ways than the Facebook. I mean, you can for now, but the other ones, especially the Rumble, we love the Rumble. And also a big shout out to our marketing partner, Women's Leadership Live. We're going to be doing some exciting things with them, and they have, it should almost be done. I have to talk to Debbie Saviano and find out if their new project is finished. It's going to be amazing. And then, of course, our media partner, Global Enlightenment Radio Network. That's Big D. That's where we have all these live listeners. And I thank all the listeners and everybody that's been supporting the show. You haven't seen nothing yet, guys. You haven't seen nothing yet. Everything is going to really kick it into gear in the next week. Been working real hard to get you lots and lots of cool stuff. All right, let's bring on the next guest. We are way over. Miss Susan Stutzel. She's a leadership coach who empowers female entrepreneurs so they can thrive in business and life. And we're going to talk work-life balance because, you know, we talked about that a little on Wednesday. Michelle had a little issue with her work-life balance, catching up with her. I know that this is what a lot of people go through. So audience, give her a big round of applause. Susan, so glad to speak to you again, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Michelle.
I apologize for the wait, but, you know, sometimes these segments, they go a little bit longer because of what comes out of those, whatever you guys comes out of your mouth, sometimes I can't stop it and I don't want to stop it. So I figured, hey, if we all pick up a little something, we all get a little bit better. We all get a little bit more motivation in our business and life. A couple minutes can't hurt, right?
Yeah.
Better than watching junk on television, listening to the lies on the mainstream media. So if I can change one more body, why not, right? One more person can't hurt us. That means we all get a little positive notch in our little tool belt, right? We could all use those.
For sure.
So I don't know if you paid attention or
no
you had a chance to listen.
Needed.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of mentioned in the intro there that we did talk a little bit, the show and the flow of the show on Wednesday had to do really about putting life and balance and work all together and then even shaping your business so it goes more to your lifestyle. And we gave some really good action items for everybody. So that's why I kind of went in yours, since you're dealing with life and business and entrepreneurs and females. I thought we would keep the momentum going on the work-life balance theme because it's important. And I kind of ran out of little steam on Wednesday. I'm still working on putting all the pieces together, but we just, you know, and I'm sure you get this a lot too. You want to do everything. You can't do everything. There's only a certain amount of hours in the day. You keep pushing and pushing because you're not finished, and then you feel behind, and then you're in this horrible circle vortex, and the body and the mind are just, at some point, you just got to give yourself a break. So, I don't know, take it from there. I think that was a good passing of the baton.
Yeah, you are so spot on. And I love even what you said earlier in conversation was, wow, the teacher became the student. And I think that is so true when it comes to this work-life balance thing. I don't know how many times I've found myself, like I can, you know, help a client all day long, but then I, you know, sometimes come to the end of my day and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm out of balance. So becoming the student sometimes too. It's so true. And I do so much work with women. Yes, I love the entrepreneurial woman because she's so driven. She has, you know, high goals, high expectations of herself and everything that she's doing. But yet we so often find ourselves in a place that we just feel out of balance. And while I will not say that there's this perfect balance? Because I think balance is a little bit of a misnomer because, you know, it's not that the scales should be equal, but it's really more about honing in on really what are your top priorities and being intentional in how you're living out this life and the whether it's the entrepreneurial journey or whether it's business and really just owning that and what it is that you really have as your highest goals and not getting, you know, bogged down by all of the other things, like you said, like wanting to do everything. And I think so often as women, we want to do everything and we want to do it all really well. And I just, we can't do it all of the time. And so I really want to talk about kind of three tips to loving your life again and having that balance that you so desire all of the time. The first one is getting clear on what you really want. So when you can get that clarity around, well, what is it that I'm really going for? What does success mean to me? And having that out in front of you, that's going to help you determine what are the things that you need to do or not do. Once you have that defined, step number two is defining then what is most important and what do you want to say yes to? Because I feel like so often we're saying yes to lots of different things, but we're not really stopping to decide, is this something I really want to do? I think there's many times that thing in the back of our mind that it's like, oh man, I really want to say yes to this, but we keep saying no to it because all of these less important things are taking up space. So when we can just pause for a moment and really define what is most important, what am I going to say yes to? Because then step number three is to say no and stop doing all of the things because we don't have to do it all. We shouldn't do it all. We can outsource things. Like if you are a professional woman who is working towards success and really, you know, honing in on your business or your career, stop cleaning your house. Hire somebody else to do it. Because
exactly.
Those hours could be used in something so much better. Just outsource it.
That's a perfect example because I never understood how somebody who has the financial means to actually pay somebody to do that doesn't do that. Or when they, like even the landscaping or the pool, and you go, that if you have the financial means, you have to outsource these things because you lose money by doing it. Unless for some reason you love it. I mean, at that point, then it's like a hobby, right? But other than
right.
that, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I obviously, if you can't afford it, that's one thing. But if you're in a position that your time is worth more than that, just, you know, simple, take the calculator and a pen and paper and do the math. That's the craziest thing if you don't outsource that.
Absolutely. And there, especially, you know, as an entrepreneur, there is a time at the beginning that you definitely have more time than money. And I recognize that. And so you're learning lots of things, you're doing lots of things, but like you hit a point that it's like, I can't do all of this anymore. Something has to give. And if you could make more in your business by outsourcing your cleaning or your pool, you know, all of that maintenance stuff, outsource it and make more money and have more time at home with your family.
Yeah. And then you'll actually have a little bit more. And I know that you don't want to say the word balance, but balance in the perspective of what your personal priorities are. So it might be an 80-20, but that's your balance. So like, I like how you, it doesn't have to be, it's the most people, it's not going to be 50-50, and that's okay. It's whatever your percentage is. So you need to come up with a little something for what is your percentage of balance. But you know, the thing I wanted to ask you is of these three tips, or just say even the first two, when most of your clients come to you and you ask them those two questions, I would have to say most of them probably go, you know, I don't know, I got to think about it. I mean, is it rare that you find somebody who just rattles it off and says that's so they know what they want? I want people to realize that most people, when you ask them those things, they don't have the answer either. So you're not alone. So you want to confirm that is what your experience is when you ask those questions to your clients?
You are spot on. Thank you for clarifying that because that is exactly right. That one of the early questions I ask is, what do you really want? And it will be either a very deep conversation or three conversations later that it really finally comes to light. Because we often have to talk through and we think we know what's important, but it's really the value of coaching is in digging deep and really asking the questions so that the client can think for themselves and really go deep in that thought process to define what it is. And it's usually far under the surface. It's not the things that come out of their mouth first, but it's question after question and digging. So yeah, thank you for pointing that out. It is not obvious to most people. It is something that takes time and an intentional questioning to really pull out. But then when that moment of realization, that aha moment is like, wow, now life can begin. Now I can love my life again because I get to really understand what's most important. Then I can focus on it.
And I appreciate you kind of giving a little bit of clarity and confirming that so people don't feel they're the only one out there.
Yeah.
It's literally 99% of us, if you ask the question, if I give you $1 million,
yeah,
then you have to tell me what kind of a business or project that you would do with it. But you only have 20 seconds right now, and it better come out as a, you know, you start stuttering and you just go, well, I think I would, no. If you don't have the complete answer, then you don't get the money. I'm going to the next house. And probably everyone would fail the test. Everyone would fail the test,
right,
which is
everyone.
Scary. I mean,
yes.
You'd have to, so these are things that people need to do. And that's what we're trying to do with having all of you experts, your partners that come on the show and give this information, because I want people to take, I mean, they could start working on these things themselves. I mean, literally for this episode alone, if people listen to it a couple times and take out your pen and paper, put your common sense cap on and take a little downtime and just go through the questions, go through the information. Now, once you have that, you start building that foundation. You have that information. So now if you wanted to contact Susan and take things to the next level, how much more progress could you make if you walk in and you have a little bit of that prep done? So now you're going to work with an expert if you're ready and that's the direction you want to go. You can now all of a sudden, you go from kindergarten questions, right? My kindergarten questions you're already in middle school. You might even jump to high school by the time you get to her. And then boom, she just takes you to college and beyond. So you know what I mean? So you're maximizing because you have all of that information inside of you. You just haven't, you need to dust it off, or you just need that reminder. So she's giving you a little teaser. Now you put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, take it to the next level. You know, we're old enough. We can do this. And then take it to the next level with one of the experts. So I think, people look at it that way. Do a little personal responsibility, but you'll be really ready. Because people are like, why don't they? A lot of the times, I'll let you finish because I'm way over on the segments anyway. But I think this is important. The obstacles for most people to hire a coach, or to do the outsourcing, or to join a specific group like we were talking the masterminds, or bring on some other capacity of what you need is always money, right? And that's always the obstacle. Mm-hmm. And, we always try to remove those barriers and excuses on this platform to give you the resources where all of a sudden, like if you're going to do a mastermind through Randy Kirk, it's only $200 a month. Oh, so people are like, oh, I thought it was thousands. Nope, got rid of that excuse. Next. But if you're talking about the coaching, the goal, the beauty is you get to listen. You get to hear what all of these different coaches, so you can really match with the right person, the right message. But it makes your time with them more effective and efficient. So if you're worried about a cost, let's just say if you didn't do a little bit of groundwork, you needed 10 sessions. But if you did get yourself prepared, you need 5, but you can only afford 5. You couldn't do 10. So you now prevented yourself from even doing anything when you knew you could afford the 5, but now you're prepared. You could do the 5. You just got the coach. See what I mean? So make it accessible based on what you meaning people listening, have to work with so you can work with somebody. So So, you know, put a little bit of the, your own sweat equity in there, and now you can hire somebody like Susan. So I just want people to look at it from a different way. Don't just say, this is what the cost is, I can't do it. Oh, but there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Yeah.
You want to mention,
such a great
comment
perspective.
On that?
Yeah. Yeah, such a great perspective, because even as you think about, you know, the money that we're spending on a daily basis, like there, if you really prioritize and say this is important right now, then there are other places that could sacrifice. I actually talked to a friend not too long ago and asked her to look at her credit card statements, and she found $70 in recurring charges every month of subscriptions she didn't even use anymore.
Oh, geez.
It's like, oh my goodness, how much money over the last year have you thrown away when you could really use that for something that would be so much more beneficial for you? So I think we all have opportunities, but yeah, doing that legwork and getting as far as you can on your own is a really powerful place to start with any coach.
Yeah, because then let's just say now you've worked with the coach, your business all of a sudden grows, then look what happens so much faster rather than waiting or pushing it off or just being stagnant. This is not, we're past that. Remember,
right.
Take action April, everybody. We did the no more excuses for March. Now we're taking action pretty hardcore here in April, and it's all the tools are there. Everything is there. You just got to pull the trigger with your own self. So Susan, give your contact information and plug anything that you have that's upcoming.
Awesome. Yeah, you can find me at sstupplecoaching.com, and I am just rolling out a new Overcoming Overwhelm by Honing In on Your Confidence. So working with women to really work on building the confidence they need, whether it's in their business and being the face of that business, or whether it's leveling up within the corporate structure that they are, but really having the confidence to be who they were created to be and owning that. So it's really powerful, just already seeing so many great results in women. So I'd love for you to check out some more. Like I said, it's sstutzelcoaching.com. Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me today. What a great, powerful episode today.
Yeah, really. This is definitely one you could listen to quite a few times, take lots of notes. So thank you for being a part of it, Susan. Make sure you schedule for May. Can you believe I'm saying May? That's insane. This is going too fast. See, it happens so fast, and the next thing you know,
I know.
So no time like the present, people. No time like the present to take things to the next level. All right, Susan, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. And send me info on that new program that you're doing so we can implement it and stick it on the website and the Reopen America Resource Center or somewhere where we'll put it. So please send me that information. Shoot me an email.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, my dear. Have a great weekend. All right. We are over. Right. Jairus, he is such a good guy. He's being patient. Jan, our new partner, is probably like, what the heck's going on with this platform? I scheduled a certain time. I said, yes, but we just sometimes in these episodes, and it's been happening a lot lately, all the partners have really been bringing their A game and delivering such quality information and content that I just have to let them go a little bit. I just, you know, all these resources are here for everybody. All the information's free. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Again, there's 129 partners that are part of this platform. Most of them come on once a month to share the information to really have you take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. They really are some good people doing good business and good things. I've met some of them in person. I've built relationships with them. They really are a trustworthy resource. They're good people with a good heart, and they're excellent at what they do. There's 280 segments of this live, 280 segments of this live show that we've been doing. Now we'd had our March Maskless Madness with some, even with All Stars, we have 32 live shows for March. We went live every single day. That's why I'm a month behind with everything. So people have sent me information, made comments on social media. I'm trying to get caught up this weekend. Plus, you know, remember GoDaddy had the website down for parts of the website down for a week. So this weekend we're going to be playing catch up. We're going to play catch up this weekend. So bear with me. We're going to have things back on track. Come Monday, I've got an incredible guest coming up. If you're interested in becoming a partner and being on the show, we'd love to have you. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, go to the Partners and Patriots tab, or even on the homepage, there's a big graphic that says schedule your 7-minute spot. We'd love to have you. Have you have to come once a month, share your story, share what's going on, give some tips for our awesome audience. And we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then sometime this month, I'll be adding special segments that'll probably be, well, they'll be live and recorded for guests. We're going to do short little segments. But for right now, we've got to get everything back on track. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the purpose-driven partner segment, live 12 p.m. For anyone that's listening, you could go to the website. The links are there. Or you can go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. If that's easier for you to remember. But again, all the links, all the information, all the shows, everything, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the ultimate resource platform. All right, Mr. Jarris, he's going to be talking about branding. So let's bring him on. Let's bring him on. My next guest and partner, one of our faves, Jarris Tucker. He's the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting. He's all about business marketing, branding, and advertising. Audience, round of applause for our friend. Patient of a
hey,
saint,
what's
Mr.
up, Michelle?
Jarris. I am good today, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Had a good time listening to the other speakers. Found so much knowledge, wisdom, and insights just talking about faith and trust in the process. And, you know, it's always an honor being on your show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are one of my favorite partners. You're so supportive. So I owe you a thank you, too, because that's what makes all of this work. You know, the collaboration, everybody helping each other out, people promoting each other. And, you know, sharing the information. So I just want to encourage other people who can do that for others, whether it's socially or it's in a business capacity. You know, it makes a big difference when people support each other, work together, collaborate, partnerships, and it really, really works. Plus, then you've got that positive flow going. You've got that energy. You've got gratitude going, you know, almost like at the subconscious level. And then from there, as you know, and you've talked about, great things happen when you are being grateful and you are doing good. So with that being said, I mean, you, Mr. Hashtag, right, the king of the hash, and not in that sense, I don't want anybody going down a dirty road right there, king of the hashtag. I just really think it's important to talk a little bit more about branding because, you know, I want people to stand out and we've been encouraging them all last month to really dig deep and define their business, define what they want. And it came out again on Wednesday for their personal and their professional life. Obviously it's flowing through the show today. So once they've really identified what they want to do and what's important, and now it's time to share that with the world. That's why branding needed to be your spot today, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, for me, branding is just a process of communicating your unique selling proposition, which separating you, your product or your service from the competition. And with me, my hashtag, Things at Work, it just works well because thinkers putting thought first, thinking ideas are free, then putting action behind your thought, hence the hashtag Thinkers at Work. And it works well for me because that is something that I do. So I tell anybody when you're branding, when you're advertising, when you're marketing, me, I am my brand, walking, talking, breathing. Every time I speak, every time I comment, anything that I do, people associate that with me, which is my brand. So I continuously work on my communication. I continuously, like you mentioned, I'm a positive person. So when people think of Jarris Tucker, the hashtag Things at Work, they know they're going to get some inspiration. They know they're going to get positivity, and they know they're going to get kindness wrapped up some way down the line with wisdom, knowledge when it comes to marketing, whether we're talking LinkedIn, tips on networking, whether we're just talking about tips and networking on social media in general, it just took me a while to understand that everything is a process, as some of the other speakers mentioned, but you have to fall in love with your process. You have to trust that what you are doing works for you.
Right, and that's okay that it takes a little time, or it takes changing and bobbing and weaving, molding it and adjusting it. So, you know, you're not going to nail, you don't, it's like in gymnastics, you don't nail the horse and you know, all of a sudden you pop out a 10 like, you know, with the, what, Mary Lou, remember? What's her, Rutten. Mm-hmm. Come on, help me out. Mary Lou Ritten. What's her name? Come on, you're not that. You're not that young. Mary Lou. What's her name? Mary Lou. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. I can't believe. I'm gonna Google it while you're talking. So you know, you have to. It's okay. It's okay to make adjustments. It's okay to reposition, because as you are, you know, you're constantly growing. That's the other thing too. You're constantly growing. You're learning things with your business. You're making adjustments. And you can change the branding up. It's okay to do that, right? Give people
yes,
the – you can rebrand, which I encourage everybody. If their brand isn't – I don't want to say is appealing, but isn't really a part of you, like how Jairus integrates everything with him, if it really isn't like that, it's okay. Right now, let's have you focus on rebranding yourself. Why not? You know, make your, you have to become your own celebrity. That's what you need to do. You know, there's shameless self-promotion. I learned that many, many years ago. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the only way that people are going to find out who you are. So if you're not, if you don't feel your branding is like Jairus's right now, you're going to be focusing on rebranding. So let's, what are we going to do with that? Let's give them some tips to either rebrand, or if they've never even branded themselves, what are they going to do so they can work on it this afternoon or this weekend?
Good question. Well, we have to understand that branding is what helps the customer connect with you. So with me, I just took it upon myself to realize what are some of my characteristics and my personality that people like about me. So ask yourself that question. Why do people like me? Why do people communicate with me? What are some of my strong points? What are some of my weak points? And just play with it. With me, it was being positive, kindness, and communication. Wrapping that around myself, I am my product because I speak to people. I'm a speaker. So if you have a product or service or whatever you're trying to do, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're somebody who has traits of an entrepreneur, just figure out what direction you want to go. Now, it may not be the right direction, but you won't know till you take a stab at it, because if you marketing is only experimenting. So you just take a step and say, well, look, I just want to put myself out there to be the best painter. Then you say that. You are marketing yourself and you say, I'm the best painter, I'm the best, or you don't even have to be the best. You can say, I'm new. Anything that you put out there, you have instantly branded yourself as soon as you put it out there, but you just stand behind it. Then you, like you mentioned, Michelle, you continue to grow, you continue to learn from your mistakes or from your failures and say, okay, if this didn't work, that's fine. Marketing and branding is only experimenting with how the customer relates to you. How do we connect with another human being first? Because before you can sell them anything, you have to connect with them. So if you got a bright personality, if you got a beautiful smile, if you have a unique perspective, share that, put it out to the universe, and allow others to respond to you. That would be my number one tip starting out. And from that, you can kind of learn different ways to add or to subtract from a recipe to see what's working for you and what's not working for you.
Wow, that's really good. You worded that very well, my friend. And that was totally
well, this is
off
what
the
I do
cup.
Now.
this is what I
do.
You're like, hey, lady, I'm good.
I mean, not saying that, but I realized that I'm not in competition with anybody else. I'm branding myself, so I can only speak for me. You brand yourself in a totally different way. Your voice, your sound, the way you got the skits, the way you're putting us together, I cannot be like you. I can only be me, and I know it works for me because I can tell how people respond to me.
Exactly. Just very well put, very direct, very specific. So it, there was no, there's the thing that I really respect about you is that you're not fluffing it. You don't sugarcoat. You go right for the gusto. So that way when people are listening, they go, oh, that makes sense. I didn't have to decipher or look up all of these fancy words or what he was talking about. It is right there. It is right in your face. So you can make sense of it and then obviously start doing it rather than trying to interpret what the heck this guy is talking about. So, Jairus, give your website, your hashtag, and anything you need to plug, please.
I tell everybody, I just want to plug hashtag Thinkers at Work. The website is thinkersatwork.com. You can Google it. Put it on any search engine. Hashtag Thinkers at Work is going to show you all of the wonderful information that I'm putting out, the wonderful works that we have going together. There are several ways to contact me, but I just encourage everybody to follow the hashtag, see what I have going on, get to know me, and then you can figure out a way to reach out to me just by following the hashtag.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Make sure you jump on for May. And
yes, ma'am.
Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you,
Tucker.
Michelle. You too. Have a great
you
weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All righty. So what I'm going to do is I am going to bring on our next guest. She's a new partner. And then I am going to ride the show till 1:30. And I've got lots of things to go over with everybody. Upcoming things for next week since we're way over. And then, like I said, we'll end the show at about 1:30. And I'm going to wrap it up and hopefully stick on for the ride. Stick on for the ride. So my next guest, my final guest for the day is a new partner of ours. And I told you she's probably going to make me cry, but that's okay. She doesn't need to feel bad. She listens to the show. She knows I cry all the time. My next guest is Jan Rogers. She's the founder of Dream Makers for Life. They're restoring dreams to critically ill children and their families. They provide a dream pack to revive those dreams and to inspire a child to envision a future abundant in hope. So audience, can you please give her a round of applause? Jan, welcome to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform and talk show. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Greetings from South Florida.
Ah, Florida, the land of the free, the home of the brave, one of the best governors in the country. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Ron DeSantis.
Well, it's a delight to be here. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. And I apologize for the delay. This happens. I've been trying to wrangle.
Oh, no, you've had speakers on. My goodness.
Well, it's like herding cats sometimes, but yet they're cute cats, so you just let them out of the bag. So you're like, oh, they're like cute kitty. Can't. No. So it's sometimes there's just the momentum is there, the message is there, and when these, you know, when they're on their A game, I just want to let them, I want to let them loose because you don't take a stallion and wrangle them in and not you got to let that guy run, you know what I mean? You got to let him run, and if it's helping somebody, then we're good to go. So since you're new, you're a new partner to the platform. Tell us a little about you, and then we'll jump into the organization, and like I said, I probably will cry. It's fine. I cry a lot on this show, but it's always a good thing. So that's I encourage people. If this gets you a little emotional, then that means you're normal. That means you're normal. So it's okay.
Well, I think the best place to start, so that people have a good understanding as to who Dreammakers is and what we do, is to create an environment as to why we do what we do. I love what your former guest said. You know, just share what you love doing. And this is what we love doing. We love reaching out to critically ill children and their families. And that was started when we were visiting a child at a local children's hospital here in South Florida, and his roommate had just come in and had been diagnosed with leukemia, and my daughter was visiting from college, and so we learned a little bit about this young man, and on the way home, my daughter said, you know, Mom, we need to do something for children like this. Not only was he diagnosed with leukemia, but his parents were going through a divorce,
And my daughter knew that part of sadness. And so she said, Mom, we've got to do something for kids like this. And I'm going back to school and we've got time. What can we do? And I said, I don't know. Let's think about this. And as we're coming off the expressway, she turned to me and she said, you know what, Mom, these children have no dreams. In the midst of their trauma, what are they dreaming about? You know, what are they dreaming about their future? Where their future is 30 seconds, 30 minutes, you know, 3 years. I mean, what is the thing to look forward to? And I turned to her and I said, then we need to be dream makers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of programs out there that give children things or they make their dreams come true. But where's the foundation of the dream? What is it that makes their hearts happy that they can look forward to? So that's really who we are and why we do what we do. But we took 10 years to put a program together to create what we call dream packs that infiltrate an ICU unit and inspire children to dream about what makes their hearts happy right from that hospital bed, and also inspires the rest of the family to get engaged.
Now, when you did this with the first kid, did you notice something totally change in their personality or their attitude or their spirit, where it wasn't just, oh, they went and got their, you know, favorite person came and autographed something, or they, you know, they got their trip, you know, like some of the other ones you're saying, you know, they're getting their wish granted. Did you notice a right. difference in them, where maybe even that whole different approach to the outlook for things for them also then maybe even helped their recovery, because now you have a positive attitude? Did you notice any
absolutely.
Of that?
Absolutely. Let me give you a real life story. Would that be helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're currently in 13 children's hospitals now, from South Florida up to North Carolina. And we're in our 11th year. We're a 501c3 and nonprofit organization. And a hospital in the next county north of where we are in South Florida contacted me and asked me to come and deliver dream packs for the first time 11 years ago. And there was a little boy who wanted to come to the playroom to receive his dream pack. We don't charge the hospitals or their patients for their dream packs. We just look to the communities to provide the funds to be able to do it. And so there was a little boy who came in. His name is Robbie. And he was only in the playroom for about maybe 60 seconds. And he didn't get to walk into the playroom. They had to bring him in by his hospital bed. So, you know, those hospital beds are really huge. And they took him back to his room, and his mom was there, his dad was there, and his grandmother was there. And I took the dream pack, which consists of a dry erase adventure coloring book and a journal and dry erase markers. And so I sat on the side of the bed and read the dream pack to him. It's a very short, a little rhymy, you know, scenarios, but has a lot of illustrations to inspire a child as to what they might want to do. And so we decided that we would practice. I said, okay, Robbie, let's practice. And so I opened up the book and shared with him what part, it's broken down into three sections, where you want to go, what you want to do, what you want to be when you grow up. And I said, what would make your heart happy right now? And he pointed to an illustration of our character fishing. He goes, I want to do that. And I said, why do you want to do that? And he said, because my dad and I travel around the world going fishing. Now, he's only 8 years old. But immediately, his dad brought out his iPhone and is flipping through showing me pictures with his son holding a fish as tall as him. And I turned to Robbie and I said, you could go fishing right from this bed. And he turns to his father and he said, Dad, I want to color. And the dad turned back and said, son, you're too sick to color. Now, I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
But this is the truth of the matter, Michelle, is that parents know the reality of the sickness. The child does not. So as soon as Robbie said, Dad, I want to color, and the dad said, you're too sick to color, without a skip of a heartbeat, Robbie turned back and said, then will you color for me? If I don't get the color, somebody in this room is going to make my heart happy.
Right.
And here's the kid.
He's like, the kid goes, am I the only adult in this room at this point? Because I don't care what it takes. One of you two are going to start coloring. Good for the kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
But here's the kick. Here's the kick, Michelle, is that it showed me that what we had taken 10 years to put together was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to make me cry. Because because everybody knew in that room how much Robbie loved to go fishing, but he didn't have a tool that created, allowed him to think about, to daydream about what would make his heart happy and to be able to do it over and over and over and over again. We're not denying that the child is sick. We're giving them a tool to think out box while they're going through the journey of being sick. So the goal is for the child that survives their trauma, they will be ready to pursue their dreams. For the child that does not, they leave the legacy of joy in pursuing their dreams. And everybody in that room had something that they could do. The journal actually teaches parents how to teach their children how to daydream, because that's a lost art. Daydreaming is a lost art. Children, parents don't teach their children to daydream anymore. They just give them something to keep them busy. But mm-hmm. they don't pull out of them what makes their hearts happy. Another true story, right up the hall from little Robbie, we were contacted to go across the hospital on the other side to meet a little girl whose name was Ocean. And I got there, and it was just her mom and her. And I sat down with her and did the exact same thing. And I said, what would make your heart happy? And she says, I want to be a ballerina. She says, Mom, I want to color. And I promise you, Michelle, that mother said the exact same words. You're
wow.
too sick to color. And this little girl said, oh, no, Mom, I can do it. And now she was six. Robbie was eight. Ocean was six at the time. And she powered up her bed. She put a pillow on her lap. She put the Dry Erase Adventuring coloring book in front of the pillow, laid the crayons across the front, and said, see, Mom, I can do this. Children are fearless when it comes to pursuing what would make their heart happy. Because when you walk into a hospital room, what are you going to say to a child? How are you feeling today? Or would you rather say, what would make your heart happy today? What can we dream about today? What adventure can we go on today? And it doesn't only change the dynamic of how the family looks at their time in the hospital, but also the medical team that are assisting in their care. Instead of saying, go down to room 4B where that little boy has stage 4 cancer, they're going to say, go down to room 4B where that little boy wants to be a fisherman when he grows up.
Give me a second. You know what's unbelievable is that both of the parents immediately said, no, you can't color. Like,
right.
There's nothing worse than telling a child no when, how do you even know if the kid can color? What's the big deal? So what if the kid said, I want to color, and then they were that sick they physically couldn't pick it up, but at least the kid could have mm-hmm. tried. He's not going to be more disappointed. But I just think it brings reality to even a bigger picture where the parent is already creating such negative actions and emotions and a thought process to the kid who needs as much positivity and encouragement and a, you know, I could say distraction, fine. You know, let's just say that the doctor came in and said, you got 24 hours. You don't tell the kid that. We know that. Okay, right? You don't say mm-hmm. that. So then make the next 24 hours awesome because as best yeah. as you can. Don't tell the kid no. But, you know, maybe that's it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with parents because they're going through their own yeah. extreme trauma and drama and just a total emotional breakdown and cluster. And, you know, they're questioning everything. They don't know what to do. They're just trying to figure out how to get through the next day. But still the
that's
fact
exactly
that
right.
they, it's almost like the parents, when something like this happens, somebody needs to come in and give them a lesson almost immediately because that the activities that the parents do, just that saying, no, you're too sick. A, you just reminded the kid that he's sick. Not a good thing. That's not positive reinforcement. And it's not about having a good positive outlook, right? Because you're supposed to be trying to, you know, obviously you get to the point sometimes where you're so sick, you can't heal yourself regardless of, you know, other than a miracle. But let's just say that that's not in the cards for these kids. But, you know, if having a positive attitude can get them an extra day or two, right? Or it can make them not as uncomfortable because, you know, the body is, you know, it's all connected. And, you know, we talk about this on the platform all the time. The body is connected to the brain and, you know, positive thinking. And that's not crazy stuff. That's real. You know, that's proven. But I just find it so, I don't know, disappointing, but kind of expected that the parent would do that. And then the fact that you just, and I'm going to give you a big compliment here, and then I'll let you talk. I'm just trying to get this all out, buying time to get my composure back. She made me cry twice already. The fact that the way that you changed it, and don't ask the kid how he feels, because what's the point? You know that he feels like crap. But having him say that, you know, like what can make your heart smile today, or what make you happy? But what was the greatest thing that you said was when the doctor or the nurse said, you know, go down to room, whatever, 4, not the kid with the stage 4 cancer, but the, you know, the little fisherman guy. I think it makes all the difference in the world. And even if somebody is not, you know, doesn't have sick kids or they've not gone through this before, or even not a kid, an adult or a parent, just making those little changes in the conversation or how you're describing somebody, huge difference. So this segment is more than just about helping with sick kids. I think I want people to just listen how words really matter. Attitudes matter, approaches to things matter. And you just gave perfect examples. All right, I'm good now. So you can go ahead.
People don't really realize you said it very well. You know, it's frustrating to hear that a parent responded that way, but they're dealing with this 24/7. They're having to go through a process that they never wanted to be in the first place, and they've had to add it to their already busy lives. So
yeah.
they're so overwhelmed, and that's what we try to do with the journal in teaching the parents how to teach their children to daydream. I had a mom who had a little girl whose name was Sundance. I don't know where they get these names, especially Sundance. But
well,
anyway,
it's the parents.
Sundance.
Look at the age. That's why. It's the age
yeah.
of these parents.
Yeah. Right. But Sundance was in the hospital, and she was only going to be there overnight. So the hospital called me, which was about an hour north of me, and said, would you bring a dream pack tonight because she'll be gone in the morning? And I said, absolutely.
Oh,
so I wasn't expecting to see any family of any kind. I was just going to drop off the dream pack with security and they would take it to her room. But I was greeted by one of the child life specialists. That's who we provide the dream packs to. Every children's hospital has a child life department. And so I met up with her, and she said, no, I want you to come up and share the dream pack with this little girl. And so when I met Sundance, she was so cute, had a couple of teeth missing. You know, she was bringing in her adult teeth, and she had just a couple of hairs on the top of her head, but her smile was priceless. And so I sat down on the bedside with her, shared the dream pack with her,
let her color, and went to talk to the mom. And the mom said, you know, I don't daydream with my child. I don't read with inflections, because a lot in the journal, it'll say, if you could go anywhere in the world, absolutely anywhere, where would you go? And that's a great idea. What would you do there? You know, fantastic. Who would you take with you? So we have bold lettering so that you can read with inflections, right? Not mm-hmm. just read monotone, but let's read with some, you know, adventure and excitement. And so the mom turned to me and she said, I don't do that. I don't read with inflections, and I don't daydream with my daughter. And right then,
so you're just dead inside, lady. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Hold on, but I'm just showing you how these children, what they do, because they're fearless. This little girl's nurse just came in and gave her her cherry flavored chemo, which was in a liquid form, and left. And all of a sudden, this little girl puts her finger up to her lips and goes, "Shh, everybody, be quiet." And she puts her hands out, you know, like, everybody in the room, be quiet, stop talking. And I turned to her, because I was sitting next to the bed with her mom, and I said, are you okay? And she goes, shh, again. And she said, everybody be quiet, I'm dreaming.
Ooh.
Now, that so impacted me. You know, because you have to realize that we normally ship these dreams, but I don't deliver these one-on-one due to the HIPAA Act. Ship them to the hospitals, and they distribute them. So when I get to visit with a child one-on-one, it's by invitation, or the hospital allows us to, and sometimes we take firemen and we go through the hospital to deliver dream packs, but on the average, we ship them. So this is a very unique situation. So to actually see the impact of the dream pack on this child was priceless, because mm-hmm. she's telling everybody, hey, stop talking. I'm on an adventure, and I don't want to hear what you guys are saying. I just want to be in my own little world, which is really what we want them to do. We want them to say, I can go daydreaming 24/7. And children's imaginations are limitless. Like, maybe Robbie wants to be a fisherman today, but he might want to be a fighter pilot tomorrow, or a police officer, or, you know, Ocean wants to be a ballerina today, but she might want to be, you know, a singer tomorrow. I mean, there's just no limit, but it keeps mm-hmm. them moving. Here's the key, Michelle. Here's our kind of our thought process that maybe your audience can appreciate. There's two kinds of people. There are people that live in a canal, and they just stay there, and they're stagnant. And ultimately, it starts to provide an unpleasant scent. Or they're a river. They're moving. And sometimes the river is moving quickly, and sometimes it's moving slowly. But it is moving. And that's our thought process behind these dream packs. We want these children to constantly be moving in their faith, what they're hoping for, even though they can't see it.
Yeah, it's so interesting,
right?
That
the average children's hospital admits 10 to 15 critically ill children a month. Minimum, that's 120 children a year. That's one too many children that are dealing with. And these are not people that you see at the mall or at the store. These are people that nobody sees. These families are separated. So we like to think of ourselves as a tsunami of hope that comes into a very dark place with people that you don't see and don't get the touch.
So when these kids are critically ill, they don't leave that hospital. Meaning they're in there until they could try to either they get to the point where they can maybe if they can cure it, or they don't leave. Right, that's what you mean by the critically ill. Once they get to that point, it's
critically means critical or terminal. So when we send these to the hospitals, they're geared first toward the terminally ill children, and then those that are critically ill that have a continuous, you know, diagnosis that is very, very serious. You can say seriously. Critically, but we're not talking about a broken leg. for a tonsillectomy.
No. I mean, like, okay. they're in there for treatment. Usually, it's probably some sort of cancer. It sounds like that.
But it's not just limited to cancer. It doesn't matter what the illness is, as long as it falls within that category of.
They're not
very
they're,
little hope.
Very little
you know,
hope
they,
to go
they,
home.
They need hope.
Very little hope to go
yeah.
home.
Yeah, they need hope, and so do their parents and their siblings. You know, siblings are just as impacted as a child. I had a little girl who had two different types of sicknesses.
Jan, hang on
and
one
her
second.
Brother
Jan,
wouldn't talk.
Jan, hang on one second. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to lose the live feed because Michelle didn't put 2 hours today. Stupid. So just listen to the on demand on the podcast replay for the rest of the show. We're going to take it a little bit longer here. So sorry about that, Jan. It's still recording. It's just the live feed portion dropped off because I didn't extend it to 2 hours thinking I was actually going to try to keep it to an hour and a half today, not knowing that all of you were going to throw your A games at me. And I figured why not keep going? So go ahead. What were you saying?
I just think it's really important for people to know that these are families that we don't get to see out in the public, and they're dealing with a trauma. No matter what the sickness is, what I was saying was that I had a little girl who had two different sicknesses, and her older brother didn't speak. He didn't need
oh,
to.
Oh, jeez.
Because yeah. all the attention was to his sister. And the family, you know, people really don't know what to do. So it's important for us to say, look, it's you don't even have to think. Just sit down and play with your child. Like I told this mother who didn't teach her child how to daydream, you can actually act like a child and get – this is one scenario where you can act like a child and get away with it. It's okay. It's okay to daydream.
Right. Yeah, it's the parents need support too, and just how to act and what to do and what to say to the sick kid, and then they also then probably need instructions or lessons of what to do with the other kids, the siblings, because they're going through all this, and then you know, oh gosh,
but
what a mess! What a mess!
Involved.
Yeah,
everybody gets to be involved in a dream pack. Because now we're talking about what makes their hearts happy. And a sibling
right.
may say, well, I have dreams too. It's not just, listen, it's not just for the sick child.
It's
for
the whole
family.
The family.
Yeah.
And it's to get their mind off of it too. It's to get their mind off
absolutely.
Of it and refocus on something that's positive to get that, you know, to get everybody in the same space where we're not talking about the sickness and the fact that we can't do anything. And tomorrow might be a really, really bad day.
Can I give you one more little story about
yeah,
a child
more.
That did not survive?
Did the other ones survive? The ones that the other stories you gave, like Ocean and whatever, the other
we,
Sundown? Or,
because of the HIPAA Act, we're not allowed to stay in touch. We're believing that they
oh.
did.
The parents
we,
haven't
but
stayed
we,
in touch with you?
But we don't know. No.
Well, then again, the parents didn't hope and dream, so I'm not surprised. Nothing wrong with the parents. Nothing, of course, full disclosure, nothing wrong with the parents.
But let me tell you about a little girl who did not survive, but her family did stay in touch, and what the dream pack did for them, which we had no idea
think.
Was going to do.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. There was a mother. And two children and a dad and a little girl, the youngest, she was the one who was very sick. And we were actually invited to her home and shared the dream pack and asked her what would make her heart happy. And she said she wanted to go to a circus because she had never seen an elephant. And just talking about the concept, the family was overwhelmed because they thought they knew everything about the child. So to hear that she wanted to go to the circus was really not on their radar. It brings things out of the heart that you don't
right.
really think to pursue, right?
Yeah,
but this little
yeah.
girl, I met her in September, and she passed away in February. But prior to her passing away, they had
a daily routine of dreaming right up until the moment that she passed away, her mom told me. It made such a difference. It made such a difference. Instead of watching your children die, you know, what can we do while we have this time with this child? And so when the child passed away, the mother became very, very depressed, obviously, and I lost contact with them. And I was getting ready to have a 5K event, and I wanted her to speak about the encounter that her daughter had with the Dream Pack, not knowing what had happened during the time that we had lost contact. It had been a couple of years. And I finally found her, and she came to the event to share. And much to my surprise, she told us that, you know, how her daughter, you know, became engaged with the Dream Pack. But after she passed away, the mom became so sad that she wanted to pass away and go to heaven to be with her daughter. I mean, that's legit. You know, of course, you're going to miss your daughter that much. Then she said one day it occurred to her, what was the last thing that her and her daughter did? Was daydream together and to pursue dreams together. And she said, you know what? She said, I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I'm going to pursue my dream as a legacy to my daughter, my daughter's legacy. And that's what she did. She went back to school. She got her master's. Her son graduated from college, and her husband travel around the world. That's what they love to do. They love to travel. And we didn't realize that it was going to have that kind of impact. But every single time, because there's no limit to imagination, what the Dream Packs provide is like a seed that germinates in the lives of, you know, all these different people. It's kind of like a fingerprint. You really never really know how it's going to germinate, but it's always something beautiful. And we're just so grateful to be a steward and to take this program. And so around the world to as many children as we possibly can, one at a time. And now we have a new program for teenagers and young adults to focus on what they want to be when they grow up and to be inspired by professionals who had the dream, did it, and continue to do so. So we're pretty big dreamers ourselves.
Yeah, but look at all the good that you're doing. I mean, you got to give these people the tools. They're in a very unique situation, and just the examples you gave, I think that's going to have more of an impact for a lot of people, because they could relate that to their own lives, even if they mm-hmm. if they're not dealing with anybody that's sick. And I think it really complemented everything else that we've been talking about on the show. Are you familiar? And then it's 1:37. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Are you familiar? Do you know Fitz Kohler by any chance? She's a race announcer and she's a fitness coach. She's one of our all-star partners. Do you know her? Okay. I'm going to do an introduction to her. She's down in Florida and she's a race announcer and she is a breast cancer survivor. Awesome, awesome woman. And since you mentioned you guys do 5Ks, maybe there's something there that she could work with you guys or at least have a conversation, do something. But the fact that she is a fitness guru, race announcer in Florida and a breast cancer survivor, there has to be some sort of connection between the two of you. So I'm going to
thank you, Michelle. That would
do
be
an
awesome.
Email intro and see what you guys can do since you're you've overlapped on like four things that are not normal. So there has to be some intervention there that somebody upstairs is saying, hey, these two ladies need to chat.
And that would be
And I would also like to talk to you about since you're a nonprofit, I was wondering if it was a 501c3, having you guys come on as one of our nonprofit partners on the platform that benefits through our marketplace, where our marketplace has 57 different websites, well-known websites and brands when people go to them and buy rather than going directly to the company's website, 2 to 20% of the total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners that support vets, pets, and kids. So
what a great idea.
Yeah, I haven't been promoting it because I needed to redo it. I had to kick Amazon off of our platform because they're very bad people. And a couple of these other corporations, they're censoring and canceling. So I'm like, can't really have them be a part of it. So we're going to be really heavily promoting it starting next week with some of these really awesome partners we've added. So I'll talk to you offline about that. Cause I would think you guys would be
Thank
a great
you.
Addition. I have a spot for sick kids, for sick people that are sick in general. So, anyway, so you're doing amazing work. I want to be able to support your organization and you and our platform. We'd love to be deeper level partners make sure that you book your spot for next month. You're welcome to come on every month. We have our partners come on every month, once a month. But we'll do some special stuff with you once I talk to you about the nonprofit coming on the marketplace and the platform. So I'm going to wrap it up. Give your website and plug anything that you have upcoming, please.
You can find us at dreamforlife.org. That's www.dreamforlife.org. And the best way that you can, I mean, if this really touched your heart and to help make a difference or to be a light, to bring some hope to critically ill children, just how many critically ill children would you like to, and their families, would you like to bring hope to? The Dream Packs are $40 per Dream Pack. We don't, like I said, we don't sell it. That's for production and shipment to the children's hospitals. Or if you know of a child who suffers from a critical illness and you would like for them to receive a Dream Pack, or they have friends, or there's a school that wants to sponsor a child, or a civic group, or a business that would like to sponsor a child, please let us know. My direct email is jan@dreamforlife.org. And we just hope that when you lie down and you go to sleep, that you'll have a sweet dream and come up with some creative ideas that you can help us make a difference for these children.
Yeah, so it'll be great. We're going to add them to the marketplace, obviously. Jan's got to give me the A-okay, but then that way, if you wanted to go buy any of the products and services on there, they'll be able to get a portion of that. And let's just say it's $40 for a pack, right? Let's just say the item that you're purchasing is $50, right? You're going on there because you want to buy let's make it simple. You want to go buy a hat from your favorite baseball team if you're here in Arizona. You want a Diamondback hat. Let's just say it's a $50 hat. And let's just make up a number. Say they donate 10%. So you have $5 would go to the organization. And, we split them up between the different organizations. But let's just say in general, you only have to buy how many hats to get a kid a backpack. So that's kind of how this whole thing works, everybody. So there's many ways to support great organizations out there. We're trying to make it easy to get them the funds they need by you just doing your normal buying, just being aware and conscious of your buying decisions and your choices, because every time that you go buy something, right, that's on our marketplace that you're buying anyway, right, then some money is going to go help these kids. We're going to get them a Dream Pack. Pretty cool concept. Doesn't cost you any money. And then that means you have more money to go donate if you want to do it directly. So you can go from two different angles. How cool is that? How cool is that? All right, Jan.
Very cool.
Jan, we're going to wrap this up. I am way over. And all of you guys totally changed the direction of my ending of the show, which is okay.
Surprise.
Yeah, happens all the time. Can't quite jump on my patriotic soapbox. I'm going to keep the positive momentum flowing, and we're just going to close it out with a couple good little things to say here. All right, so I will shoot you an email this weekend get you that info, and then you're going to come back on in May, and then we'll talk about once you read the info on the program, I'll send you the links and stuff, and we'll get you all set up on the platform, and we'll get some dream packs to these kids.
Whew. Thank you so much, Michelle. It was a real delight meeting you, and to listening to all your special guests. It was a real joy. We send you beautiful weather from South Florida.
Oh, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, so we're a little on the warm side, but we don't have the humidity. So I send you dryness. I send you the dryness, and we will always trump your heat. No pun intended. We will always trump your heat. But anyway.
Okay. I've never been to Arizona, but I would love to come sometime.
Well, if you do, I'm here. So make sure you tell me in advance. Tell me in advance. Yes,
you bet.
We
want to touch a children's hospital out there. So as many children's hospitals out there as we can. So we'll talk
here about
that.
Yeah, there's big ones here. There's big ones here. And we should talk about that because I've been here for a long time, and there's lots of people that I'm reconnecting with or know that can get you positioned in there. That would be cool if you guys came here and did some stuff.
That would be really cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah. Like I said, we've got
we've got
a lot to talk about.
We'll do it. We're in 27 states right now with our teenage program. So our goal is to go nationwide. So we'll definitely talk to you about that.
Yeah. Phoenix Children's Hospital is one of the big ones. Like really big.
Okay.
Like the place is so big, you're going, God, you don't want to see them putting additions and extra wings onto hospitals like that. But they, you know.
Of course not.
Because you're like, oh, that's not something you want to see expanding. You want to be like, oh, my God, they closed the hospital. Yeah, because the kids are, we got no more sick kids. The hospital had to close. Yay.
Yay.
Not the case.
And a lot of families.
Yeah, you don't want to see cranes at a hospital. That's always a bad sign. Yeah, none of that. All right, I gotta close it out.
Thank you
so much, my dear. We'll talk this weekend. Oh, and if you want another powerful show that we did it on Wednesday. So this happened Wednesday. We did a little bit more. Was there business in it? I don't remember. But listen to Wednesday show too. You'll like that one. Wednesday show is episode 196. Yeah. So definitely to it was the prequel to this show, but this one was a whoa show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks
mm-hmm.
for being a part of it. I appreciate it. Great getting to know you. And I'll send
great
you information
you
this weekend.
Too.
Thank you.
Michelle.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Whoa. I did not expect any of that to happen on today's show. I mean, Sharon started it. So we're going to point fingers. We're pointing fingers at Sharon for starting this off the rails, but in a good way. Very powerful show. And Bill stepped up to the plate. Susan, bam, bam. And then Jairus, he's just bringing it back around, did a little branding, and then boom, Jan just, waterworks, man. Waterworks. But amazing, amazing show. Again, there's so many things that you could apply to your own life, whether it's business or spiritual or faith or emotional, from every single one. That's what, you know, when that magic happens on these shows, and it does often happen on Wednesday, episode 196, there's a theme, there's a flow, there's an energy that's created, and it's all completely just happens. It just happens, and it's awesome to when the guests have that connection because they're listening. A lot of the times they're listening to each other because they call in, and then, of course, you know, I'm running late, so they're getting to hear what everyone's saying, and then their message flows into the next, and it really makes it such an impactful, is that a word, impactful, empowering, powerful show with a message that just is created on its own by the energy of the conversation and the energy of the partners, and you can feel it. You know, it's like coming through the microphone. I can hear it, and it really makes it that more special for the audience. And especially, I listened to these episodes over a couple of times, and it I can hear it. I can hear when it clicks. It's almost like, and I usually get chills when it happens. Doesn't happen every episode, but it's starting to happen again a lot, which is great because then that means you guys are getting the quality content. Again, it's really messages that matter from the people that you need to know about and everyone. I think what I did, I stirred the pot in March when I started March Maskless Madness. And I had 32 days. I went live every single day at noon. And that's when the show started to go from an hour to like an hour and a half to 2 hours. Crazy. That's why I'm so far behind with everything, because there's just only so many hours in a day. And of course, these shows don't just take 5 seconds to put together, 5 minutes. They do take a lot of time. Otherwise, I would just come on here and start rambling and talk about nothing. There has to be some sort of format and structure and plan. And then, of course, you got to get everybody wrangled up and get them coordinated. But anyway, that's what started it. And then, of course, we threw in the All-Star segments, which were on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And those shows, I'm going to encourage everybody right now. You know, we talked about, and I'm pulling out the show from Wednesday because I said, you know what we had? It was no more excuses and no more masks for the month of March. Gave you all the content you could have possibly imagined to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community, but make a difference really in every aspect of your life. Everything was covered. There wasn't a topic that we did not go into a deep dive. Then we threw in the All-Star segments. Those shows are worth thousands of dollars of content because I listened to them a couple times where I have ridiculous amounts of notes. I mean, thousands of dollars of content from multiple people, multiple, it's not just one, two. I mean, you have, oh my goodness, five show. I don't even know what the numbers were. Ridiculous amounts. Everybody was in for the month of March. And then I said, you know what? We got to keep this going because now if you didn't have time or you haven't listened, it's all about Take Action April, okay? Take Action April. So what you need to do, and when I got the idea, because, you know, these things sometimes come to me, you know, I like all my phrases, my anecdotes, as Randy Miller pointed out on Wednesday's show, episode 196. He said, Michelle, you like these anecdotes, I'm going to throw you one. I said, I do. I like when the letters of the words are the same. You know, like patriotic, purpose-driven, you know what I mean? I do. I like when all the letters are the same. So Take Action April, because, of course, everything is the Take Action tab. Website is everything, homeresourceplatform.com. So what Randy says, like, what do you really want? And he said, what's in the way? Are you committed to taking these next steps, these next steps, these take action steps? And then Susan threw it back at us today, and she said, what do you really want? What's most important? What do you say yes to? And that's when these two episodes are blending together, right? We said one was the prequel. Today was where we threw in a little bit more of the connected and the faith. And then, of course, we closed it out with some really powerful messages from Jan. Obviously, we were talking about her program, the Dream Makers for Life, but there's a lot of life lessons that you could get from how the kids reacted to conversations versus the parents, kind of all that all makes sense and applies to everybody's life about positive attitudes and not thinking that you have any obstacles or that you could do whatever you want, right? And then, of course, when Sharon was talking about Matthew 25:25, it's 1:53, we're okay. And we're talking about people hiding their talents and gifts and speaking to the problem and, you know, faith. So what I want everybody to do is episode 171 was the kind of the overview I did for March Maskless Madness, right? And it allows you to just kind of get an overview of the different weeks. And this was before, so I think I'm going to need to update it, but and then it would become a new episode, and you wouldn't need to listen to 171. Now I'm making more work for myself. Let's keep it simple. Listen to 171 so you get an overview of what the weeks are about and the whole month, so that what the theme. Each week has a different theme, and then each week has two all-star partner episodes where there's three partners in each episode. That's, don't get me wrong, the people that were on the regular show, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows, great content. The All-Stars were unbelievable. That's where you're going to really get your bang for your buck. So, again, I want you to start your great awakening journey. You're going to put your common sense cap on. You're going to go to our Take Action tab at our website, which is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're going to grab your pen and paper. You're going to listen to episode 171. It's going to give you the instructions for the March Madness Maskless Month. There ended up being 32 episodes. On the Take Action tab, you will also see the All-Star. You'll see the Purpose-Driven Partners, which is where you're going to get all of these, all of the shows. And then you can pick the episodes you want to listen to based on the topics. And there's a page on there. I did a special page for the All-Star episodes. I recommend you listen to all of them. There's 9. It is literally worth every single moment of your time. So I'm going to have to add on Wednesday's show, which gives you some real questions that you need to have an answer to. And because when somebody comes knocking with that $1 million and you can't rattle off what you're going to do with that $1 million and you can't say, I'm going to go shopping. If you can't get that answer out really quick, 10, 20, 30 seconds, you're going to miss the opportunity of getting that $1 million. They're going to go to your neighbor. So those are the type of the questions that you need to have the answer to, because it's about, what do you really want? What's in the way? What do you want out of your life? What do you want out of your business? And multiple guests had those questions, all different formats. We were talking about focus and belief and action. Even Super Joe Pardo was a part of that Virginia Pro Dam. We were talking about Fitz Kohler earlier. She's in there. That's a great segment. And, of course, then I think I hopped on the end there and was giving you multiple patriotic soapbox moments and some take action items too. So you're going to listen to 196. 171 gives you the overview of the month. Then I want you to listen to 196, and then I want you to close it out with listening to this episode again, 197. And I think if your life doesn't change when that happens, then you definitely need some help at a level where I can't help you. Like, you're going to have to hire somebody to do some one-on-one with you. But I think you're going to get enough out of all that, that you are literally going to become a different person once you finish those episodes, because you're going to be inspired in so many different avenues, from business to personal, to giving, to gratitude, to faith. And it'll give you the answers and the questions and the things that you need to do. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So again, no patriotic soapboxes. I'm just going to leave it on a good note. I'm going to leave it on a good note. And I am going to be doing this weekend. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get caught up. I promise I will get caught up. I will have everything done with the Reopen America Resource Center, the tab on the website. The marketplace is going to be all purdy. Even though it's up and running now, I got to take some of the companies off of there and add a couple new ones. So I'm going to work nonstop to get that step done, to get caught up, because I'm bringing on new partners. I'm bringing on some famous people. I have to get prepared for them because I've got to expand. And then, of course, next week, I am headed to Tulsa, Oklahoma on the 15th to the 19th, because on the 16th and 17th is the big, big Health and Freedom Conference to Reopen America with one of our partners, who's the host, Clay Clark. If you want to listen to an episode we did, we did a one-on-one, which is episode 126. Oh, my God, such a good episode. Incredible blog, by the way. We're talking about coronavirus, all the facts, all the things you're starting to hear now. We talked about it in September. You wrote a book about it. And most of you probably know, because Clay Clark, he's the host of the Thrive Time Show. And the lineup of speakers that are going to be there: Lana Wood, General Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Mark Victor Hansen, who I mentioned earlier in the show. He did episode 122 with us. Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace are going to be there. They're partners with us too. We did them on episode 161. And then Amanda Grace came back and did one of our all-star partners at episode 183. And Vandersteel, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Christina Northrup, so many more patriotic leaders. They're all going to be there. The event sold out, but they're going to be broadcasting it live on Clay's website, thrivetimeshow.com. Right Side Broadcasting is going to be there. Epoch Times is going to be there. OAN, One America News is going to be there. Mike Adams is going to be broadcasting live on his platform, brightteon.com. And I think there was one other big headliner group. I don't think Newsmax. We don't really like them. One other group is going to be broadcasting live. So you can watch it live. It'll be free. We'll be talking, I'll give you all the links. So it'll put the links directly on our website. I am going to be doing a live show on Friday. I'm going to try to line up some of these guests in advance. It's just that there's going to be so many of them there. And there's going to be a media row. We are VIP media. The cool thing is that I'm going to be able to meet. I'm going to dinner with all these people on Thursday. Thursday is the big dinner with all the speakers in the VIP media. So we'll be able to meet them. Michelle Winder, who's one of our partners, one of our all-star partners, she's going to be there too, which is going to be awesome. I get to finally meet her in person. How cool is that? And I get to meet the rest of this crew. And then as Clay said during his episode 191, his all-star segment, he did leak out there might be a special guest appearing who's just a huge guest that everybody knows his name. And let's put it this way. If I didn't mention it in the names here of the very popular people, and you can kind of see the theme, I think you might figure out who it might be. They were working out security, so he kind of said it was not 100% confirmed, but I just can't imagine that particular man not showing up to an event like this. So more details and links will be, I'll get to all that on Monday and Wednesday because we're still going live. I'm going to do the show. I'm going to do my best to make sure that I can do a live show, but I might go live a couple times depending on what's going on there. I don't know. I'm going to bring the equipment, but then I can always sneak in and just do it from the phone, like a interview on the fly. Cause I can do that. I can call in and just, if I grab somebody, you know, if I'm walking and all of a sudden, you know, Sydney Powell standing next to me, I'll be like, hey, Sydney, you want to chat for a few minutes? Yeah, it's cool. We'll just jump on. I'll pull the phone out and we'll record it and go live. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to be prepared. I'm going to be ready to go, ready to rumble. All right, I've got my work cut out for me. It's a busy afternoon. Again, 171 gives the overview of March Madness. 196 is Wednesday's show. The only reason why I'm saying is to listen to that first rather than listening to this one. Actually, it doesn't matter which one. This one's pretty intense. This one, I need you to listen to 197 after 196. 196 is this one's going to take a lot out of you, 197, because you're going to really put together the puzzle pieces from 196. So, wow. All right, a quick quote from a presidential Ronald Reagan. You know, we were talking about the American Patriots Bible. I'm going to be able to maybe dig into that a little bit this weekend because it's time to start sharing that with you. Oh my God, it's the most beautiful book that I own, most beautiful book in my house. Here's a quote. Inside of the Bible's pages lie the answers to all the problems that mankind has ever known. I hope Americans will read and study the Bible. The Bible can touch our hearts, order our minds, and refresh our souls. President Ronald Reagan. That is on the back of my Bible, the American Patriots Bible. All right. Let's close this out here. What song am I going to close it out with? Let's see. I don't know yet. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. I have to say this. Remember, I said, if you're still wearing a mask, you're being Shawshanked. So don't be a mask hole. Stop being Shawshanked. You know, Shawshank was the movie where the guys were in prison and then they got out of prison and then they wanted to go back into prison because that's what they were used to. Remember, we get used to what we're used to. We get used to what we're used to, which is very dangerous. And that's why I want you to start the Great Awakening journey. And even if you did start it, it's time to kick it into gear. It's Take Action April. Episodes 196, 197. That's this one, 197, right? It's time to
snap out of it.
So I want you to put your common sense caps on. Try to leave them on all day. Sleep in them. That would be awesome. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And the censorship and cancel culture is just stupid. It is just stupid. All right, lots of work, lots of assignments, everybody's got homework for the weekend. There's no take action items that have to do anything politically. We're going to focus on ourselves. We're going to focus on our business. We're going to focus on answering the questions to get that foundation so you could take everything to the next level. We could really make it a take action April. And then also, we're going to focus on our health, focus on our work-life balance. And really, these two episodes this week put that stuff into perspective, because if you can't be at your best game and your health is not there, how are you going to do all this stuff? How are you going to do everything? You can't. All right, time to go. Oh, my God, it's 2:05. A special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their info and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Partners and Patriots tab, Take Action tab. Remember, I gave you the list, I gave you the homework. You got to do it. Okay. Tune in Monday, noon. Monday, Wednesday, noon. Special episode Friday. I'll tell you more about that Monday. Be live from Tulsa. But otherwise, Monday, noon. This live show, purpose-driven partners. 5 guests, 7-minute segments. I'm going to do my best. We're going to get you back on the rails. We're going to put the show. The show's going to go back to our real segments Monday. And we're going to be doing the 5 minutes, 5 guests, 7-minute segments. And then I'm going to take the show from 1 to 1:30. And that way you guys can get in and out. You can always fast forward. You can re-listen. But if you're going to only have an hour, like I always said, you're going to go to your nooner. You're going to have an hour of lunch break or whatever. I want to get you the in and out, the information, an hour. I owe that to you to keep it on track. And then for those who want to re-listen or have time in the afternoon, we'll load it up from 1 to 1:30. So I believe that exchange, that is fair. So I promise we'll get you back on. So again, tune in Monday for your trifecta weekly, your weekly trifecta nooner with motivation, information, and of course, entertainment. We're going to go. Lots to share. So I think everybody's awake. Go take action on what we shared today. Go take action this weekend. It's Take Action April, everybody. And make it a great day because you deserve it. Oh, I'm going to close it out. Did a lot of talking. Did way too much talking and not any sound effects. I didn't have any. I don't know. Sometimes you just got to let it go. And, you know, I have that song in here, Let It Go. But I don't know. I'm going to bring it home with Carrie. You know, I love me some Carrie. We're doing a champion, and then we're going to be done. So make it a great weekend. Do your homework. Common sense cap on. Try not to take it off. Make it permanent. That'd be great. It would be great. Monday. Whoa. Just be prepared. Everything's changing Monday. I know I've said it before, but this time it really is. We're that close, guys. This is going to be amazing. So stick on for the ride. It's going to change your life. Promise.
I'll be the last one standing. Two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle. I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest. I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose. I'm my own.
I'm not coming back on. We're ending the show. Go have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life,
laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.